Now, this was my first experience on a commercial plane. We got on the plane. It was a huge propeller-driven airplane. It was, I believe, about at least four engines. In the military plane, for safety reasons, the passengers sit facing the back. Their back to the front of the plane. They were backwards in the plane. And so you get in the plane, and they take off, and these propeller-type planes, now they're terribly noisy. I mean, it just rattles and roars. They're not long range like the planes are. They were not long range like the jets are now. Your first hop was to go from Oakland, California, to the commercial air terminal there in Hawaii. And so we flew there, I think it was about 12 hours to get there. Something in that neighborhood. We got there and they said, flight's been delayed. I mean, we had stopped there for refueling airplanes. Flight's been delayed. They got to work on that airplane again. Something's wrong, still wrong with that plane. But we've flown all across this part of the Pacific. So I think we were delayed there about 4 hours. Now this, you know, it's getting to be a long day. And, you know, don't get too much sleep on this roaring airplane. So when we finally took off about 4 hours later, the next leg was to go to Wake Island. That's a little closer to Japan, between Hawaii and Japan. So it's been a long time ago, but it seemed like that was about another 12 hours. You know, thereabouts anyway. So we flew to Wake Island, and this was supposedly the rest stop. By rest stop, we meant you'd get off, you'd walk around, and you would go to a mess hall where everybody could eat. The passengers were not notified that the plane was being worked on this time. Probably wasn't. So after we had rested a couple, 3 hours, we'd get back on the plane for about, another 12 hours. Well, let's see, that's 36 hours. Another 12 hours to an airport in Japan. Now, as I remember, during all these delays and this flying, about 48 hours has elapsed, and we haven't, you know, not had a bath, have not been to bed. We've just been flying and waiting in airports and brush your teeth at a couple of places. So, you know, I am dead tired. And so in Japan, you don't immediately fly to Korea. I go to this military base, army base there, where I stay with other soldiers. I was an officer and with other officers for a couple of days of rest. And then after a couple of days of rest, we catch a flight to Korea. And I don't remember the length of time that flight. It wasn't that long, maybe 7 or 8 hours, but I don't remember too much about the time. But this was on a chartered flight. It was a Japanese plane that was chartered by the military to fly us to Seoul, Korea. When we get to the airport in Seoul, Korea, I am met there by a small plane that's from the base that I am going to, Army Post, up in close to the demilitarized zone. Now, the demilitarized zone, you remember, there wasn't a settlement of war, there never a truce, or never a real peace, but there was an agreement that a certain zone there would be demilitarized zone, demilitarized. And so the U.S. Army still had troops there that was assisting the South Korean Army. That's the Republic of South Korea, I believe what they call it. Rock Army, Republic of Korea Army, in defending against the potential attack from North Korea. And this particular post that I was going to was about 50 or 60 miles from Seoul. But when you travel in Korea, the transportation is not very good at all. So it would have taken a long, hard trip by land, which I had made, which I did make several times after this. But the post commander sent the plane down there to pick me up. And so we flew back to Camp Page in Chuncheon, Korea, fairly close to the demilitarized zone, where I spent approximately 13 months. That particular post was supposedly to provide, the purpose of it was to provide nuclear support to the South Korean Army. The U.S. did not give the South Korean Army nuclear weapons. They simply gave put a United States Army unit there with nuclear weapons that would supposedly be used if they were called upon by the President of the United States to be used. I think he was the only one that could authorize the use of a nuclear weapon, but we were there available for that. It was to be delivered by what was called an Honest John missile. It was a big rocket that could deliver this to the field, to be used in the field, the nuclear weapons, that type. But I spent 13 months there and had a lot of interesting experience. But the most interesting experience was the difference in the trip back as opposed to the trip going over. As I told you, I flew, it must have been 48 hours after delays, just to get back to, just to get from Oakland, California to Japan. Now going back, the military had started at that point chartering commercial jets, U.S. commercial jets, and I don't remember which airline it was, to fly the military back and forth from Korea. So I got on that commercial jet in Seoul, Korea. I can't remember the name of the airbase, but it's the international airport there, and flew to Japan, and as I recall, it from Japan, and that wasn't many hours, you know, that was like 2 or 3 hours, I think. But then we stayed on the jet in Japan, refueled, and as I recall, it was about another 12 hours back to the U.S. This time we did not land at the Oakland Air Force Base, we landed at the Los Angeles International Airport. And there, at that point, I just got on commercial flights and came on back to Alabama to be on leave before I went to my next post. But I got firsthand experience of just a drastic change in the technology and air travel from my trip over to my trip back. Of course, jet is compared to the noise level, the comfort, and you didn't have to fly backwards either on the jet. We flew sitting forward. It was quite a change, quite comfort. Speed, you know, was, well, I told you, 48 hours compared to about 12 hours. But of course, that 48 hours had a lot of just working on the plane to keep it running, time going over. And there was no working on the jet. The jets are quite reliable as compared to the prop planes, which has a lot of mechanical problems, so many mechanical parts in it. But it was quite an experience there.
Of the United States. You were in the Far East about 1964. Have you had a chance to go back and see how things have changed?
Yes. I had wanted to go back ever since I was there. Of course, I wanted to go back more as time went on and you hear about how things are developing and progressing in Japan and Korea. But in 1988, I did get a chance to go back on a tour. The tour went to Japan, went to Hong Kong, Bangkok, and then came back to Japan and then back to U.S. This time, instead of going on a military chartered plane, we went on Japanese Airlines, you know, big 747, left Atlanta, Georgia, on a Japanese airline, had Japanese stewardess, pilots, everything in Japanese, and flew to Seattle, Washington, where we departed the U.S. and flew all the way to Narita, Japan. Now Japan, when I had been there before in 88 for a couple of days, was a very prosperous country. But as we all know, just from hearing the news from day to day, Japan has really mushroomed. I mean, it's a totally new airport that we landed. Everything seems to be new, expanding. It's a bustling place. There is quite a bit of difference. Of course, the cost of living has really increased. It was very reasonable when I'd gone through there in 64, and now it's very expensive, almost prohibitive for Americans to stay there for any length of time. Now the most startling thing that had changed, that the most interesting thing that I did not tell you about when I was in the Far East, was in Hong Kong. Now when I was in Korea in 64, I had had the opportunity to take a ship from Korea to Hong Kong, where I was on a leave for a week, and it was very exciting to get away from Korea at that time and go to a modern city like Hong Kong. Now, modern in the sense that it was beginning to grow. It's, you know, it is in China, and it has a Chinese flavor, and it did then. And it had begun to develop then. But in 1988, when we flew back there, it's just unreal. I mean, just skyscrapers every place, very cosmopolitan on the street. It doesn't have that same oriental flavor as it did before. There's some of it there, but it is a really bustling economy.